Welcome to Astro Podcast. I am Jody Shirami. Welcome to this weekly astrology podcast. Welcome.
Astro Podcast is filmed on Studio Cloud 9.
So there's a lot of activity this week. I hope you had a nice week of resting last week. I was a little sick. I released my podcast a little bit late. I hope you guys get a chance to go see that and check that out on all your streaming devices, on your podcast streaming devices, and on my YouTube page at astropod_cast vlog. Okay? Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. And especially to my new subscribers on YouTube. So today, Mercury enters Aries, and is that the big news of the day? Basically, right now it is. And so with Mercury entering Aries, the warrior has reared his head and how he thinks and how he communicates. The warrior being Mars, because Mercury enters Aries, Mercury's entering the land of Mars. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac new year, which is coming up on March 19th. Pretty soon, we're going to head into Aries. So Mercury heads in there first to let us know, to feel around, see what's going on. And what's going on is there's a lot of turmoil in Aries right now. There's a lot of war going on. With the North Node in Aries, we are leaning into the Aries energy of Mars. So it is getting real. This week, as I would like to say, stuff hits the fan. Stinky stuff hits the fan and it's gonna blow back at you hard. So I hope you've been preparing yourself since the beginning of the year that we've been speaking about. Make sure all your ducks are in a row, because now we are here and there's no turning back now. Whatever you've started is begun. So I hope it was a good thing. Okay, Mercury in Aries will be very direct, very blunt, a leader, bossy, maybe obsessive. They want something to happen. They keep pursuing you to where they're obsessed and they can become stalkers. This is the Aries energies. What's good about Aries is that it's pioneering, innovative. So some of these thoughts you might have that you want to communicate with others could be ahead of their time. If you can control that anger that wants you to change. If you can turn that anger and that Mars energy that Mercury will be interacting with in Aries, if you can change that into power for good, that's how we're supposed to use the Aries energy, correct? We're not really supposed to use it to fight and kill each other and cause wars. Although there always is a time for exchanging of ideas. Here with Mercury in Aries, as you try to exchange your ideas in communication and in thought, what it is you want, you can become too aggressive, you can become mean, you can become that person no one likes. And there's a lot of Aries energy right now as we head into Aries season in next week, right? In about 10 days. And then tomorrow is the new moon in Pisces on March 10th. We talked a little bit about this last week. With Mercury going into Aries at 0 degrees, and as the new moon comes in early on Saturday night, as these things start to mesh up, we're going to start to feel this need to start something new with Mercury in Aries. Thinking about something new that we want to do, it's not going to start to happen for us. We're going to start to feel like, oh, we can get this done. We have the energy to do this. We're going to go for it. We're going to power through, right? And with the Pisces energy still here and really relevant for the rest of the year, the dreams we have, the plans we have could be happening for us. But the other thing about us is that a big, serious, super new moon in Pisces, that we really have a chance here to start our dreams, to really help it happen for us. And we need to dream in order to have these ideas come to us and be innovative with them in Aries, right? So the new moon here is a huge new moon that it's difficult to tell you everything unless you understand astrology, what is happening here. It might not be you might not be able to understand. So I'm just going to tell it to you in as nice and just as plain as possible, which is this begins the Pisces ideals. And with this meeting up with Mercury heading into Aries at the same time, we are really being given a chance to change the way we are with our dreams, the way we approach life. And this new moon's at 20 degrees of Pisces, and it's in between Saturn. It's already met up with Saturn last week, which we talked about a little bit too. So this new moon's already gone through Saturn, had its little talk of reality in Pisces. The moon had its little boundary session with Pisces, where Pisces is saying, you can do this, you can't do that. This is how to go about getting what you want done. And so now the moon is in between Saturn and Neptune. Neptune's at 27 degrees of Pisces, and Saturn's at about 11. So this moon's at 20 degrees. So the way to explain that is that we're in the middle of reality and dreams. And the moon is in between with the sun. So this is a super powerful Pisces new moon, because we are being given reality, a reality check already. And now we're here with our reality at the new moon with the sun, all this power for us to really dream and manifest what we want. And as the moon starts to head towards Neptune on Sunday, we will start to also feel our emotional banks being filled with dreams and the possibilities of achieving our dreams. But you have to beware of delusion in Pisces always. People will lie to you. People will say things that you want to hear. People will lead you on, and you might not know it until it's too late. So really be careful with this new moon with that going on. People can come in and really give you a big, puffy lie that you might really fall in love with, which is not true. Okay? This is a time when people can lead you on, can say things that aren't true. So be very weary of that. Okay? Especially in a business sense, because as we know, businesses can really be corrupt. The things they tell you aren't true. They guarantee things that aren't true, right? So you got to really be careful of all the scammers that are out there right now in particular. But the really other big deal about this is that on the Sunday, there is Venus entering Pisces. Venus will be leaving Aquarius before Mars, and Venus is now coming into Pisces, and Venus is exalted here. This is her favorite place to be. It's her home where she is loved and adored, and she gets to be herself. She gets to be her loving, unconditional self here, where she can give to you and it feels good, and all these things. It's very romantic. So Venus coming in will help to balance a little bit of that Aries energy that Mercury will be communicating and giving out to the world. And so in this way, there's a balance going on that we must acknowledge in ourselves, is that, okay, I want to go for this. Saturn told me I had to do this to get through it. And now Venus is coming in and saying, yes, you can get through that if you really want to. Just do this. So if you can meditate and find time to really hone in on what you want, things can go very well for you in the next 6 months or so. And the Venus here in Pisces is giving us a chance to really love ourselves also, and know that we deserve our dreams to come true if they are practical dreams. You know, not dreams of growing angel wings. That's not going to happen, right? Practical dreams that you want to happen. Like, let's say you want a new job, you want a scholarship thing, you want a new house you've been working for, something like that. Whatever it is you're dreaming of, go for it this time. This is really the time. Then we get to next week and the sun starts to get in Aries. The big deal about Friday with Mercury entering Aries is that also this weekend, Mars, who's in Aquarius still, is having a huge spat with Uranus, who's in Taurus. Now, Mars squaring Uranus is what they're likening to. Rick Levine, astrologer, has said it is like the Tower card in the tarot. Now, the Tower card is pretty scary looking when you see it. You see people falling off of a castle from the top, the lightning hitting it, fire, everything's burning, and the people are falling off. So what does this mean? It means that our emotional life is going to be super enhanced by Mars running into Uranus. Uranus is the lightning bolt that strikes the tower and throws you out of your house. So it's a kind of a scary, surprising thing, but the bright side of it is that there's change coming. It's a signal of a change. So a lot of people would be scared of changes, especially the fixed signs. But if you're mutable, if you can understand and go with the flow, you should be okay. And this is going to be an effect for all next week, to where big wars could start. People could be saying things to you that are very blunt, with Mercury also in Aries and Mars activating Uranus. So there's a bunch of Mercury and all kinds of energy coming out through Aries, and Aries again is the warrior, the war. So I suspect the wars that are going on now are going to get pushed up more fighting, no negotiations, no compromises, and it's going to get more intense. More fires are going to burn, with Mars being a fire sign. That's a cardinal fire sign. It's the leader of the new ways of being. But a lot of times, in order to achieve peace, you have to have war. And so right now, there's so many wars going on. Even in our own country of the United States, there's a verbal war going. So with Mercury going into Aries, the expect the presidential race to get really nasty and verbal, especially with the former president involved now. He's been nominated as the Republican person to win, to be president for the Republicans, and he's going to be probably opposing Biden again. We're going to have a rematch, happening again from what happened before, when the insurrection became prominent on January 6th. So expect all these things to get really stirred up, more anger, more violence, more and more and more chaos as the world continues on. It's not going to end anytime soon. It's going to continue going on, especially with Mars here interacting with Uranus in such a unpredictable, crazy way. This is when the typical Mars person could also lose their mind and get angry and get really spiteful, lashing out, saying things to people they shouldn't say. But the true spiritual Aries person will find a way to create new art, like some of my artist friends that are just very prolific at this time, because they have the energy and they're using their spiritualness to know, to contact who they are inside and what it is they're here to do, which is produce art to make us happy and see that the universe is beautiful, that the universe needs to be preserved, not run down, not killed by us being horrible human beings on earth and not appreciating our natural resources. So this is where we're at. Again, the message always these past few weeks have been stay balanced, stay focused on things that you can control, not what you can't control. Push yourself to be better. Push yourself to become spiritual. With Pisces here, so active, and Pisces' energy is with us all year. And Pisces' moon is beginning to help us understand. We need our spirituality to see who we are meant to be, to see why we're here, to see what we're doing here on earth. And from that, we go into Aries and say, well, my spirit says I should be an artist. My spirit says I should do this. My spirit says I should do that. That's where we're at. not my spirit says, I should go kill these people. I should go punish these people. I should get rid of all these people that I don't like. Get rid of their whole society. There's many Native Americans, tribes that have been eliminated here in America. And now we're seeing again many, many other tribes of people, other parts of the world trying to be eliminated. So it doesn't seem to end. It's a big circle. And again, if we can't understand that big circle of life, we're all doomed to repeat these lessons. And some people don't care. Some people don't think it's true. Some people think, oh, who cares about blah, blah, blah. And those people are not ascending. They're not reaching into their spirituality. They're following a formula that is set up by their religion, their whatever, to do this and do that. Any religion that says you should kill other people is not a religion that is good. Any religion that says that other people are lesser than you is not a good religion. And if you think you're a good person, then you really, really got to check yourself and see if you are a good person. Do you feel God's angry if you're late to church? Because that's not true. Do you feel like sometimes you deserve things because you did something? That's not true. Okay, you have to learn to love yourself for who you are. Understand what you're here, your purpose on earth is. And once you can do that, life will get simpler for you. But as you can see, many, many people are lost and they're not finding their way back. And if our whole country gets lost, we will also suffer tremendously. So if you can really get out there and look deeply into your heart about being a real good person, not a fake good person. Not a person that says, hi, who am I? And just says the right things. That doesn't mean you're a nice person. A nice person is from someone deep inside that wants to help other people and accepts other people truly for who they are. And doesn't bully other people. Doesn't put people down because of their color, their race, their age. These are really, truly good people. Now, you might think you're a good person, but if you only have friends that look like you, you're not a good person. You need to diversify. Try to see what other people are like that don't look like you. If you can embrace that person that you think is bad, like a homeless person, if you can understand their trials and trials and why they're homeless, then maybe you're a good person. If you have a dog that you treat better than a human, you're not a good person. You can love your dog all you want, but it's not a human. It doesn't deserve what a person deserves. You can love it all you want. You can do whatever you want with your dog. I'm not judging you that way, but I'm saying to you that if you think you're a good person because you love your dog more than people, you're not a good person. I'm sorry to say that, but that is the truth. And I've seen things get so out of control, imbalance and all these things. And I just want you to understand that that's the wrong path to go down. You can be a dog mom, dog dad all you want. If you think your dog is more important than a child that is starving and dying in the Gaza Strip, then you're not a good person. I'm going to call you out on it right now. And you can write and comment all you want. I would love to discuss it with you. Why you think you're a better person than someone that loves other, that loves children that are abandoned, that are starving. And your dog has everything it deserves. Is that what you think? Just think about that for a second. Okay, if it doesn't make sense to you, then you got to really go and meditate, and you most likely probably don't listen to me anyways if you think that way, because you're not spiritual anyways. If that's what you're thinking, you're probably not here listening to me because you know you think you're already so spiritual because you love dogs more than people. You know, the human race really does need some help. And it's not perfect. Today, I appreciate you, and I will be back next week. Okay.